I am in a good mood.
我今天非常开心。
My daughter is home from college.
因为我的女儿现在从大学回来了。
That always makes me happy.
每次她回来我都非常的开心。
But I'm also happy to share the word of God today.
但是同时也因着我今天可以分享神的话，我也非常的开心。
The title for today's talk is Enduring Hardship as a Christian.
所以我们今天所要与大家分享的是基督徒如何能够承受苦难。
So if you're having a wonderful, easy life, this sermon's not for you.
所以如果大家现在日常生活中一帆风顺的话，今天的讲道不是为着你的。
Today's talk is for anyone who's going through a hard time.
而今天的讲道乃是为在座当中现在正经历困境的人。
When I say hard time, it could be anything. It could be your physical health, it could be your financial health, it could be your relationship health. Anything that's a hardship. I'm going to talk this today about how to endure such things as a Christian.
所以何为困境呢？也许是你身体上的不适，有疾病，或者说你社交方面的问题，你工作方面的问题，家庭的问题。所以有所有的困境乃是今天我们要着重讨论的。
Let me go to the next slide and I'll tell a little story.
让我来跟大家分享一个故事。
Okay, let me explain how this works. I tell a hardship story that happened to me, but you have to think of your own hardship story, okay?
我希望待会儿我们是以这样的思绪 来思考。我会与大家分享一下我自己生活当中所经历到的一个困难。那同时也希望大家同时也思想自己在生命当中所经历到的难处。
So my story is just an example, but you have to fill in the blank for yourself.
所以我的故事也不过抛砖引玉。希望大家也思考自己的困难。
Last Tuesday, I took my son, who was 16 years old, to his soccer practice.
在上个礼拜二，我开车带我的儿子去参加他的足球比赛。他16岁。
It's a 26-mile trip from my house to Manhattanville College, which is where he has his practice.
那他要去参加足球练习的地方呢，是离我家一共有26英里以外，我必须要开往南开，开到曼哈顿北边的一个地方。
Now we're very happy, very proud of Christopher, my son, because he's 16 years old, and 2 weeks ago he passed his road test. So he now has a driver's license.
那我非常为我的儿子骄傲，因为他刚刚过16岁，他就考上了驾驶执照，因此他可以开车了。
So it's around 9:30 at night. The practice has just ended, and I hand my son the keys and say, "Would you like to drive home?"
所以那个时候，当他整个足球练习完的时候，已经是晚上九点半了。因此，我就把车子钥匙递给我的儿子，说：“儿子啊，要不要这次该你开车，让你开回家好了。”
Big smile came on his face. Sure, I'd like to drive home. I'd love to drive home.
然后他非常的展出一个非常灿烂的笑容，说：“好啊，当然我愿意开车回家。”
So I'm very confident in my son's driving ability. So I'm just looking down at my phone while he takes the wheel and he starts driving.
所以我对我儿子的驾驶技术非常有信心，因此我把我钥匙给他之后，我就开始看我自己的手机，正在看上面资料。
I'm still looking down at my phone, and 5 minutes goes by, and the car goes hits something. Boom.
那也不过刚刚看我手机也不过五分钟的时间，突然我的车子就撞到，突然有一个巨大的撞击，然后整个就停住了。
So I looked at my son. I said, "What happened?"
然后我就抬头看我的儿子说，发生什么事了？
He says, "I don't know."
然后我的儿子说，我不知道。
I said, "Stop the car. Let me go out and take a look at the car."
然后我马上跟我儿子说，赶快停车，让我出去看看车子发生什么事了。
So I look at this when I come out of the car, took a picture.
结果当我一出去的时候，我就看见现在各位图片上的照片。
I figured out that the road that he was on had a slight curve to it, and he did not match the curve. So the front right tire of our car actually hits the curb.
然后我就发觉原来当我们在开这个路的时候呢，路旁有一个路肩是高出来的，当我儿子转弯的时候，他转得不够斜，因此就撞上这个路边凸起来的部分。
Now you notice from the picture, it wasn't just a slow leak, the tire actually exploded, like it popped.
所以大家可以照片上看到，这个不是一个普通的一个轮胎漏气而已，这简直是就是完全的一个爆胎。
He couldn't have been going more than 20 miles an hour.
所以我深信他刚刚开车的时候不是只有开20英里的速度而已。
But I learned something that night. You can go really slow and still have your tire explode.
但是我深信他大概速度也不快。我学到了一个功课，就算你速度不快，你的车的轮胎也可能会爆胎呢。
Now we were still kind of on a road at the time, and so I said, let me try to take this car off the street.And drive it to a safe spot. So I actually drove with no tire on that rim.
所以当这件事情发生的时候，我就跟我儿子说，让我来开，慢慢的把这个车呢开到比较安全的地方。然后大家也可以看见，这个几乎已经没有轮胎了，这个完全是铁轴贴的地。
I'm getting very nervous because I hear all these very bad sounds coming from that rim, because I think I'm destroying the rim as I'm driving on it.
但是当我开的时候，我也听见这个金属打到地的声音。我实际上心情非常的紧张，因为我不知道我对这个车子还会造成多大的损伤。
But I get it to a safe spot.
但是无论如何，我就慢慢开到安全的地方。
By now it's about 10 o'clock at night.
这个时候已经晚上十点了。
So I say to myself, I better call our roadsideassistance service.
然后这个时候我就想说，也许我现在应该打电话给一个车行来帮忙。
So I call them up and they say, okay, we can send you a guy to change the flat tire in about an hour and a half.
然后这个时候车行的回应就说，好，我们可以送一个人到你那边去帮你换轮胎，不过大概要一个半小时以后。
Meanwhile, I'm thinking it's very late right now. I'm very, very tired.
然后这个时候我自己也想说，哇，现在已经非常的晚了，我也非常的累了。
And I didn't quite prepare for my lecture for the next day, so I'm going to have to stay up tonight, maybe another 1 or 2 hours preparing this lecture.
然后我想，我明天一大早还要教课，也许我就利用这一两个小时时间，我开始要准备明天的课堂。
This is turning out to be a bad day.
然后我发现这一天并不是一个非常平顺的一天。
But what can you do? You just wait for the guy to come, the roadside service to come, and you just wait.
但是我们又能做什么呢？除了等待一个半小时以后，这个车行送人来帮我们换轮胎之外。
So an hour and a half goes by, and now it's 11:30 at night.
结果现在后来已经过了一个半小时了，现在已经晚上十一点了。
The roadside service person shows up, and he says, "Do you have the wheel lock for this tire?"
然后当这个车行的人到的时候，他就问我说，你的车轮有上锁吗？
The wheel lock is just a key to get the lug nuts off the tire.And I didn't have the key.
那大家可知道那个轮胎的锁是什么呢？这是一个小小的一个螺丝锁在这个车子上面。你必须要有一个钥匙去把那个打开，你才能把轮胎拿下来。但是我并没有那把钥匙。
The guy says, "Okay, I'm sorry, I can't help you."
然后那个人就跟我们说，对不起，我没办法帮你忙。
I said, "What do we do now?"
然后我说，那我应该怎么办呢？现在
He says, "You have to tow the car." To some place that can take the tire off without the key, the wheel lock.
那他说你现在必须要找一个拖车行，把你的车子拖到某一个地方。那个车行必须有能力把你的轮胎，不需要钥匙就可以把轮胎拿下来。
So now I'm very, very tired, and I say, "Okay, thank you, bye bye."
然后我那个时候已经精疲力尽了，所以我就跟他说，好吧，再见。
So I get back on the phone and I call my roadside service and I say, "Can you send a tow truck now?"
所以这个时候我就回了我车子里面，我就打电话给我保险公司的这个保车子的接线生，说你现在行不行送一部拖车给我。
So they say by now it's 12 midnight. We're sorry, there's no more tow trucks available at 12 midnight.
然后那个时候已经半夜十二点了，那个接线生说，对不起，我们现在已经到了一个时间，没有人愿意开车出来
了。 They actually said, call us back in the morning.
然后他说，你早上得打电话给我们吧。
So then I have to call my wife to get out of bed.
然后这个时候我必须打电话给我的太太，让她把她从床里面拖起来。
She actually drives out 26 miles to Manhattanville College to pick up Christopher and myself.
然后我必须要我的太太再开26英里，一直开到南边，把我跟我儿子接回家。
So,The end of the story is we didn't get home till about 1:30 in the morning.
结果到最后我们回到家的时候已经清晨一点半了。
And that is my hardship story.
这个就是我所经历的一个难处的经验。
Just to follow up, the next day I took it to a Mavis Discount Tire.
那我想这后续是怎么样呢？第二天我就把我的车子送到一家轮胎连锁店去。
The tow was free, but the tire itself cost about $200 to fix.
那结果这个拖车是免费的，但是要换这个轮胎花了我200块。
I was expecting it to be more because the rim got chewed up, but they saved the rim, so it was only $200.
那我本来以为这个整个车轮的这个轴呢也坏了，结果还好，保住了这个轴。那他们只换了轮胎，所以我只需要花200块。
Okay, this is a true-to-life hardship story.
这个就是我们日常生活当中一个非常经常会经历的一个难处。
I like listening to hardship stories.
我很喜欢听这些困难的故事。
Did you have a bad day recently?
大家有没有最近有没有经过不顺心的事呢？
If you go buy me a cup of coffee, I'll sit with you and listen to your hardship story.
如果你愿意的话，我愿意给你坐下来喝杯咖啡，你可以陈述一下你所经历的痛苦。
So you got kind of the abbreviated happy version of this.
所以大家也许经过我刚刚的分享，这个故事的结尾是一个平顺的快乐的结尾。
But I can guarantee you, at 12 midnight on Tuesday.I was not very happy.
但是我可以跟大家保证，我在当天的晚上半夜十二点的时候，我并不是快乐的。
I had already waited about 2 hours for the tow truck, and then found out for the tire change, and then I found out I have to wait another hour for the tow truck, and there was no tow truck, so I had to wait for my wife to come and take me home. So at that time, it just felt like everything kept piling on and piling on and piling on.
当我在情况当中的时候，我已经等待了能够这个修轮胎的技工来到时候，已经要等了2个小时。结果发现又不行，然后我又必须要找这个拖车，然后必须要找我的太太。我就发现每一件事情都是那么的不顺利，一件加上一件。
I am very glad you were not there to hear or see my thoughts.At that time, I'd be very embarrassed.
我很高兴在座的各位并没有在看到我当时的状况，或者看到我当时脑海里面想什么。因为如果各位知道的话，我会感觉到非常的羞愧。
He's very angry and very frustrated.
因为我非常的愤怒，而且我非常的沮丧。
Okay, so the question I am posing now is at that moment at 12 midnight on Tuesday, in the worst of the worst of the times,how should I conduct myself as a Christian?
所以在那个时候我就思想，如果在当时的情况底下，十二点钟，然后我发现所有的事情都是那么不顺利，我以一个基督徒的身份，我应该怎么去面对它呢？
I was not very Christ-like in my response.
实际上我发现我的回应并不像基督。
But let me now show you a passage from Hebrews chapter 12.Which I think helps describe what a Christ-like response is to hardships like this.
而今天我想与大家分享一下，就希伯来书第十二章，我们来看看一个应该属基督的人应该有怎么样的一个反应才对呢
？Okay, we'll go to the next slide and we'll read Hebrews chapter 12. Oops, okay, this is the question: How should I respond to hardship as a Christian? And now let's go on to the next slide here. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. I will read it in English and then I'll have George read it in Chinese.Verse 7, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? They disciplined us...For a little while, as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in His holiness.
经文出自于希伯来书十二章七到十节，在大家周报后面。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他的得生吗？ 深深的父都是暂时随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
I'm going to be honest, I did not decide on this topic until after the flat tire.
我必须很老实的跟大家说，我今天所要分享的经文，是当我发现车子爆胎以后，我才想要与大家分享这节经文。
After the flat tire, I said, I'm probably not acting very nicely as a Christian, very well as a Christian. Let me try to find a talk or a passage that would talk about how to respond as a Christian to hardship, and this is it.
当我经历过那个爆胎的事件以后，我突然自己反省说，我怎么样才能以一个基督徒、一个正确基督徒的思虑去面对这件事情呢？于是我去找经文，于是我就找着这些经文，今天来与大家分享。
And if you look at the passage, especially verse 7, it's actually saying, try to think of hardship in your life as you think about the way your mother or father disciplined you as a child.
那这边告诉第七节告诉我们，当我们面对难处的时候，我们必须要有一个心态去想说，今天我乃是一个孩子，受到父母的管教。
I don't know how much your parents disciplined you, but my guess is that when they did, you kind of accepted it, right? You did not rebel, you did not fight them, you just said, okay, I will receive this.
我不知道大家的父母是怎么样管教大家的，不过我深信当我们还是孩子被管教的时候，我们并没有说抗拒，但是我们就是以一个孩子的心就接受了。
The Bible says try to adopt the same mentality as you had when you were a child being disciplined by your father.
那圣经告诉我们，我们就必须，基督徒就必须有同样的心态，当我们面对困难的时候，就想到我们有如孩子受到父母的管教一般。
That might be easier said than done.
这个说起来很容易啊。
Let me talk, we'll go to the next slide. Let me talk a little bit about the hardships that the original audience to the book of Hebrews were undergoing.
但是我们就思考一下，当时希伯来书的读者，他们所经历的难处是什么呢？
There's two verses on the screen that explain what kind of hardships are being talked about.In Hebrews 12.
在荧幕上就有两节经文告诉我们当时希伯来教会的收信人 希伯来书的收信人他们所经历的难处在哪里。
Okay, Hebrews 10:34 says, You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
所以34节说因为你们体恤那些被捆锁的人，就是下在监牢里的人，并且你们的家业也被抢去，也甘心忍受。
Hebrews 12:4 says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted yet to the point of shedding your blood."
而希伯来书十二章第四节说，你们与罪相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
The book is called Hebrews because the writer is writing to.People who were originally Jewish people who converted to Christ and were now being persecuted for believing in Jesus.
那希伯来书这一本书之所以叫希伯来书，乃是作者要写给一群犹太人，他们原来是犹太人，但是后来相信因着信仰耶稣，他们相信了基督之后受到迫害的这群人。
And you can see from these two verses that the persecution.Was somewhat severe, but not extremely severe.
那大家可以从这两节经文当中就可以看到，就是他们所受的迫害是严重的，但是呢，也不是不能抵挡的。
Okay, it says you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, which means they're not yet being killed or beaten physically, but there are some other things that they're undergoing.
也就是说，他们所面对的压迫是严重的，但是还没有严重到他们受到肉体的伤害，还没到流血的一个地步。
We tell from that first verse that some of them have gone to prison.And that some of them have lost their property.
所以我们从他第十章三十四节，我们知道这一群人呢，有些人已经下到监牢里了。那有一些人呢，他们的家产呢被没收了。
Those are pretty tough hardships, right?
那实际上这些都是挺困难的，不是吗
？Prison and losing all your stuff.
你下到监牢里也，你的家产也都 失去了。
That's a lot tougher than having a flat tire, right?
这个比起我的轮胎爆胎比起来，那我的爆胎真是不足为道了。
But even to more severe hardships than a flat tire, the Bible says to these people, think of your hardship as discipline.
而就在如此的情况当中，作者还告诉希伯来书的收信人说，你要把你所受的难处看作是父给你的一个。
So my job is to take the message to these people, the recipients of the book of Hebrews, and translate it for us today.
你要把这个看作是天父给你的管教，因此我们今天怎么样可以运用在今天的生活当中呢？
I think there are three lessons to learn.
我想我们可以有三个地方可以学习。
Next slide. Okay, lesson number one. When the Bible says endure hardship as discipline, I think number one is saying that hardship is normal.
所以当圣经告诉我们我们要承受苦难的时候，我们就必须了解一件事情，我们所面对的苦难乃是正常的。
Okay, it's saying to some degree, learn to accept your circumstances and stop yourself if your mind says rebelliously, this shouldn't be happening, something is wrong.
所以在某一种程度里面，我们必须要告诉自己，我们必须要接受我们所面对的难处，我们不能再一直跟我们说怎么会这样子发生呢，这样事情不应该发生在我身上。
See, that was me on Tuesday night. I shouldn't have a flat tire. I should be in bed. This is wrong. This is wrong.
所以在礼拜二的时候我就回想起，我不应该有一种态度说，哎，这种事怎么会发生在我身上呢，我现在应该在床上睡觉才对。
You ought to be saying hardship is normal.
我们必须要告诉我们自己，实际上我们遇到的难处是正常的。
It's not pleasant, but it is normal.
虽然不讨我们喜悦，但是却是我们日常生活的一个常态。
Okay, flat tires, and you can fill in the blank, are just part of life.
所以当我们遇到爆胎的时候，实际上乃是我们日常生活的一个非常的平常的事情。
I need to stop myself if I think somehow I have a magic car that is immune from flat tires.
我必须要阻止自己去想说我的车子是万能的，永远不会爆胎。
Okay, there is a place where you step back and you say, okay, owning a car means on occasion having flat tires.
我们必须要告诉自己，实际上当我们有一部车的时候，这部车很可能就会遇到爆胎的情况。
Flat tires...are normal. They're part of owning a car.
所以我们当我们遇见爆胎的情况，也不过就是我们拥有车子的一部分，这是非常平常的事。
Okay, now that's what I mean by saying things, hardships are normal. Sometimes you just have to kind of take a step back and just accept that's part of life.
所以我们必须要了解，困境乃是我们生活当中一个非常平常的一部分。
Do you have a rebellious child?
你是否有一个非常叛逆的孩子呢？
Children rebelling is just part of having children, right?
实际上有一个孩子他会叛逆是非常正常的。
It is not normal to think that you alone will have the one perfect child in the universe.
实际上当你思想你的孩子是完美不会叛逆的话，是你不正常。
Some things you cannot change.
因为这一些事情是你没办法改变的。
So on the screen is a prayer that is often used in Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, but I think it's a good prayer for ourselves.
所以我在荧幕上给大家看的一个祷告文，通常我们是给那些有酗酒正在毒品酒瘾当中的人，我们给他们练习的一个祷告。但是我相信这个祷告对大家都有帮助。
Okay, let me just read it to you. God,Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
这个祷告文是说，神啊，求你赐给我一颗平安的心，去接受我无法接受的事实，给我勇气去做我能改变的事情，也赐给我智慧去能够分辨两者的不同。
Okay, so I'm suggesting to you that whatever your hardship is, there's a good sense in which you can accept just that those hardships are part of life.
但是我与大家共勉的就是，我们今天所面对的困难 无论如何，但是我们必须要有一个心态，知道我们所遇到的困境乃是生活的一部分，我们必须要学习去接受它。
That word there is serenity. It means I have a peaceful, I'm at peace with the idea of accepting something that I just cannot change.
所以在这祷告文当中有一个词就是平静，就是我们学习以平静的心去接受我们面对的困境。
Okay, let's go to the next slide here and I'll just see if I can wrap this up. Okay, that wraps up lesson number one. So just realize that hardships are normal. Lesson number two, hardship leads us to think of God's benevolence.
第二点，困境当中引导我们去思想神的慈爱。
Okay, let me just repeat to you Hebrews 12, verses 7 and 8. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate true sons and daughters at all.
第七、第八节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
When I was little, my mother would hit me with a feather duster.
当我还小的时候，我的妈妈会处罚我，就拿着鸡毛掸子打我。
It was a stick, but there was like feathers on the end, so it wouldn't hurt that much.
所以大家知道鸡毛掸子，看你用哪边打。如果用那个有羽毛的那边打呢
，feather duster，
不是很痛的。
Okay, I'm going to tell you.It's not pleasant to be hit by a feather duster.
但是无论如何，我也跟大家说，实际上，只要被打，我想大家都是难受的。
And you're not thinking, oh, I like this. I like this. This is good.
你绝对不会想说，哎呀，我很喜欢被打。
But this verse is saying, whatever discipline your parents put on you, think of it as a good thing.
但是这一节经文告诉我们，不论我们的父母是怎么样。的方法来管教我们，我们必须要知道，最终是为我们好的。
If you are never disciplined, the Bible says it's almost like you're not a real son or a real daughter.
如果我们从来没有被父母管教过的话，根据圣经的教导是说，你可能不是一个正当的儿子。
So when I'm being hit by the feather duster, I'm actually thinking, oh, I have a mother.Who cares about what I do?
所以当我被鸡毛掸子打的时候，这一节经文告诉我说：“啊，我应该很感恩，我是我妈妈的儿子，所以我才会被打。”
A kid who does not have a feather duster being hit on his head is not does not have a mother who cares enough about him.
如果一个孩子没有被妈妈用鸡毛掸子打。打的话，他可能就没有一个妈妈去关心他，真正的妈妈去教导他。
Okay, so you're supposed to be led in your thoughts from the badness of the flat tire to somehow the goodness of God.
所以我们必须要重新思考，整理我们的思绪。当我们面对一个爆胎的时候，我们要再一次思考，很可能是神在背后以管教的方式来爱我们。
Now, let me just make clear, I don't want you to believe that God is causing your hardship.
但是我必须要提醒大家的，我必须要在这边说清楚，神并不是让我们有难处的源头。
I don't think that God caused the flat tire on Tuesday night.
我不相信神是故意让我轮胎在礼拜二晚上爆胎了。
But I think he uses the flat tire to teach me some things.
但是我深信神可以用这件事情来教导我生命当中的一些事。
Just as my mother used a feather duster to teach me how to be good.
就好像我妈妈用鸡毛掸子来管教我，让我成为一个好人。
So let's go on to the next slide and I'll talk some more about that. Okay, instead of thinking yourself, it's easy to think that God is absent, but instead of saying that, you should say God is not absent, God is around.
所以很容易我们总是觉得神并不在我们当中，但是我们要重新一个新的态度去看，实际上神是在我们四周的。
Okay, let's do a little experiment.
然后让我们来这边做个实验。
Does everybody see the letters that are on the screen there?
大家可以看到这个荧幕上的几个字吗？
Okay, no spaces between the letters, so it's not giving you actual words. You have to figure out what the words say.
所以在这边这个英文字母当中并没有空格，因此大家就必须要思想 这个字到这句到底是什么意思？
What do those words say?
这里面在写什么呢？
Okay, now, on the one hand, you could read God is nowhere.
以英文来看的话，我们可以说神不在这里，完都根本不在这。
But you can also divide up the words differently so that it says God is now here.
或者从另一个角度去看的话，我们可以说神现在就在此地。
Same exact letters.
同样的英文字母。
It all depends on how you choose to read those letters.
这完全于取决于你的态度要怎么去读这一连串英文字母。
So on Tuesday night, it was easy for me to say, oh, God is abandoning me in this horrible situation. He's nowhere to be found. I'm miserable. God is nowhere.
所以在礼拜二的晚上，当我遇见爆胎的时候，我很容易就思想说，哎呀，神不在这边，神不理我了。
But Hebrews 12 is saying, try to think of it differently and see if you can discern what God might be up to in the midst of this flat tire.
而希伯来书十二章在这边告诉我们，我们应该有一个不同的态度去思考，很可能当我们爆胎的时候，神正在跟我们传递一件事情。
Now, in the midst of all my anger and frustration, this one thought did occur to me at 12 midnight on Tuesday.
当我正在愤怒沮丧当中的时候，实际上这个荧幕上面的思绪来到我的脑海当中了。
Okay, I said to myself, well, my son Christopher just took a big step towards learning how to drive. I'm just paying the tuition.
我突然想到我的儿子呢，他现在我等于是让他能够学习开车，我在这边不过交了学费罢了。
If nothing else, from now on, in other situations in the dark, where the road curves slightly, he'll either slow down or he'll make sure that he follows the curve properly.
我就想，从今以后，我相信我的儿子，当他在晚上开车的时候，当这个路有弧度的时候，他知道他必须要离开路边远一点，这样他才不会爆胎。
So this is actually what I had to think. I had to think, okay, I paid $500 for him to take 10 driving lessons. This is the 11th. driving lesson, and it just costs another $200 more.
我就想，我花了500块钱让我的孩子去上了11堂开驾驶课。那我现在不过是再花几百块钱让他上第11堂驾驶课。
So $700 for 11 lessons.
所以我想，我大概花了700块钱让他上了11堂驾驶课。
And if it keeps him safe next time, it's worth it.
如果能够因此让他以后开车都非常的稳健平安的话，这是绝对值得的。
Hey, God is now here.
然后我发现，哎，神就在这边呢。
Okay, that's kind of a silly way of describing what I went through mentally, but I'm trying to tell you that's the way you need to adjust your thinking in the midst of any hardship.
但是也许大家觉得我刚刚思绪很傻，但是我想在这边与大家分享的就是，我们必须要学习以这种心态去面对我们所遇到的困难。
Just ask yourself, what is God up to in the midst of this hardship?
就思想神为什么容许我们在困难当中要我们学什么。
Okay, so the first lesson is that hardship is normal. The second lesson is that God, try to look for God's benevolence in the midst of the hardship.
所以我与大家分享的第一个就是我们遇到的困难是我们生活当中的一个平常事。第二个，神会管教我们以他的慈爱仁爱来教导我们。
Okay, the next lesson is hardship leads us to think of our own holiness.
第三点就是困难使我们重新反省我们自我的圣洁。
Verse 10, our earthly fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in His holiness.
第十节这边说，深深的父都是暂时随己意管教我们。唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Now, from lesson two, I have to admit, all I was thinking on Tuesday night was, this is so that he could learn something, my son could learn something.
我必须老实跟大家说，当礼拜二晚上我们经历爆胎的时候，我一直在思想说，也许我儿子就因此可以学到一些事情。我总是觉得是我儿子要去学。
But lesson 3 and verse 10 says, the lesson to be learned is not for him, it's for me.
但是当我读到希伯来书十二章第十节的时候，我说发现原来不是我儿子要学。乃是我要学到这些功课。
And that's my gentle message to you too. Do not think, the lessons to be learned is for that guy or for that person. The lesson to be learned is for me.
所以我与大家今天要分享的是，我们在遇困难的时候，我们不要想说这个是神管教他人，这个他是其他人要学的功课。我们要必须要思想是我们要学的功课。
When we talk about your holiness, we're talking about your inward character.
当我们讨论到圣洁的时候，乃是涉及到我们内在的品格。
On the next slide, I have a picture here that might illustrate that. You should ask yourself, what part of my character is being addressed?
我们必须要思考，我们在图片上，我们是属于这个毛毛虫变成蝴蝶的哪一个步骤呢？
And I don't know if you can make out that picture, but it's the picture of a caterpillar in a cocoon, and then eventually the caterpillar works its way out.Of the cocoon and becomes this beautiful butterfly.
那这个图片就是毛毛虫成为茧了之后，然后经过这蜕变，然后这个蝴蝶破茧而出，成为一个美丽的蝴蝶。
In biology, we call that metamorphosis, and I want to say that's a similar term to address the change of your heart.
在生物学上面，我们说这是毛毛虫的一个蜕变。而我们在涉及在我们灵命的时候，我们必须要思考到是我们灵命的长进。
Before I met Jesus, I was the caterpillar.
想想，在我们认识耶稣之前，我们不过是一只毛毛虫。
But as I get to know Jesus and become more like Him, He is making me into that butterfly.
但是当我们认识耶稣之后，他改变我们的内涵。我们慢慢的经过步骤之后，我们就变成一只蝴蝶了。
And the Bible says hardship.Is one of the ways in which God changes you from the caterpillar into the butterfly.
那圣经告诉我们是神乃是用困境来改变我们内在的体质，以至于我们可以从毛毛虫变成蝴蝶。
That's always God's intention.
这乃是神的旨意。
So our job is to ask ourselves, what part of me?Is possibly being addressed by this flat tire.
而我们所应该承担的责任，乃是我们要扪心自问，我们在这个过程当中是哪一个部分？我们生命当中哪一个部分是属于这个蜕变的过程呢
？Okay, let's go on the next slide, and I'll talk a little bit about me now. Okay, flat tires touch upon impatience. I had a lot of that on Tuesday night. A lot of anger I had on Tuesday night.And a lot of anxiety I had on Tuesday night. So I identified those three within Frank Chan. That flat tire touches upon these three things within Frank Chan.
所以我就思考到我 Frank Chan 在礼拜二晚上所经历当中，神怎么样去让我反省自我的生命？这个涉及到我没有耐心，我生气，我忧虑。
Now, I did not do this on Tuesday night, but I'm going to teach you.A procedure that I think helps with this thing when you ask about your character.
我虽然在礼拜二晚上我自己没有经历过怎么样去来自省，但是我今天愿意借着讲道的时候教导大家怎么样去做一个自我反省。
I'm going to ask that in the midst of those moments when you can feel, let's say, impatience or anger and anxiety rising up, that you do.This thing that I'm about to teach you.
我想让与大家所分享的就是，当各位在所谓的没有耐心、愤怒以及忧虑当中的时候，我们应该经历哪一些过程跟步骤来疏解以及成长。
I think it is possible to address the thoughts as they are coming to you.
我想我们必须要想到我们有这些思绪的根部，要去解决它。面对他
You can talk to the thoughts as if they're a person. Even though they're your thoughts, you can talk to them as if they're a person.
我想当我们有这些思绪的时候，我们必须要面对这些思绪，跟这些思绪对话，就有如这些思绪好像一个人一样。
And let me tell you how to talk to your thoughts.
我想与大家分享一下，我们应该怎么样自我对话呢？
You should be very calm.
我想大家必须要非常的平静。
And you should acknowledge the good that these things could possibly bring.
我们要开始思想，我现在面对这个困境可以带出我生命当中的哪一些益处。
And then you dismiss them. You tell them to go away.
然后我要跟这些负面的思绪说走开。
So let me just illustrate this. Like on Tuesday night, I kept thinking, okay, I got to stay up another hour to prepare this lecture, and I need to go to sleep. And I'm very impatient because all this time is being taken waiting for the trucks to come and waiting for this ride home.
我在这边与大家做一个示范。比如我在礼拜二晚上，当我遇到爆胎的时候，我正在等这个车行的人来的时候，我自己非常的焦急，因为我知道我第二天要上课，我要备课，我现在没有时间备课，于是我正在一个非常焦虑当中。
I can feel myself becoming more impatient.
我就发现我开始忍受不住了。
So when that happens, you say, okay, impatient thoughts, thank you for alerting me.To what I still need to do tonight, but now your job is done, so I dismiss you.
所以我就可以跟我这个焦虑的思绪说，焦虑或者说没有耐心的个性啊，谢谢你提醒我，我必须要安静下来。你现在已经告诉我我应该学的功课了，你现在可以走了。
For anger, I was angry that something bad happened in my car, right? So I think, okay, anger.Thank you for alerting me that I need to be protective of my car, but you've served your purpose. I thank you for what you've given to me. Now I dismiss you. I'm going to move on.
然后我可以对我自己的愤怒说，愤怒啊，谢谢你让我知道我必须对我要开始保护我的，好好保护我的车子。你现在已经教导我功课了，愤怒，请你现在离开我吧。
Anxiety. I know that I am worried now about how.My car is going to get fixed, but thank you for alerting me, anxiety, to the need to fix my car. I'm going to take the steps tomorrow, and I'm going to bring it to the Mavis shop, and we're going to replace the tire, and that's how the car is going to be taken care of. So thank you for alerting me to that need, anxiety, but I now dismiss you. I don't need you anymore.
焦虑啊，你现在让我知道我必须要怎么样去安排第二天所有的过程，我必须要把我的车子拿去修，以及领车，以及回家等等。你现在已经教导我应该要思考的事情了。现在焦虑，请你离开我。
Now I realize it sounds very strange to address your thoughts and to dismiss them.
我想我知道刚刚我举的这个例子，大家觉得很奇怪。我们怎么可以对自我的思绪来有一个对话呢？
But I would challenge you to give it a try, and I am sure that for some of you, those thoughts will leave immediately.
但是我与大给大家一个挑战，大家开始练习与自己的思绪对话。我深信在座的某一些人，当你这样对话的时候，你这些负面的思绪就会离开你。
That is because there is a spiritual warfare.
因为我们活在一个属灵的征战当中。
Event that's going on.
我们所面对的是一个属灵征战。
You are telling a demonic spirit that what you're trying to bring me down actually helps me, but now get out.
我们乃是面对的在空中执政掌权邪恶的灵正在赐给我们这些负面的思绪，我们乃是站起来跟他说，你必须要远离我。
In some moments of weakness and temptation, I use this technique.
当我遇到我自己软弱的时候，我也常用。这一种方式去面对。
So sometimes in moments where I'm tempted to lust, I will say, okay, lustful thoughts, thank you for alerting me that I need intimacy with my wife. You've brought me that good, but now your job is done. I now dismiss you. Get out.
当我思绪当中有一些私欲邪情私欲的时候来到的时候，我就会跟我这个思绪说。谢谢你提醒我，我必须要跟我的太太是应该有一个正常亲密的关系，而你现在提醒我不应该去想我太太以外的这些思绪，你现在赶快离开我吧。
If I'm sitting, let's say, in a church service and I'm very distracted by what I'm going to eat for lunch, I'll actually say, "Okay, distracting thoughts. Thank you for alerting me that I need to eat. Thank you very much, but now I dismiss you. Get out."
也许在座大家正在做礼拜的时候，突然心里想到中午午餐要吃什么，开始肚子饿，我就会跟我自己说，谢谢你提醒我，我肉体有这个需要，我必须要吃东西，但是我现在必须要专心听到你现在这个思绪，离开我吧。
By acknowledging the good, you're basically telling the demon what you're doing helps, not hurts me. So,
所以当我们面对认知这些情况的时候，我们就面对我们的敌人说，你现在所带来的，我知道我要学什么，而其他的负面东西，请你滚蛋。
And then when you dismiss it, you're rebuking that spirit to go.
所以当我们斥责这些思虑的时候，我们就是练习要他们走。
Now something like this technique that I just taught you is helpful if you're in the midst of some situation that's prolonged. Like in the middle of the impatience, in the middle of the anxiety, in the middle of anger, you can address those thoughts as they come to you.
所以当我们正在经历生命当中一个非常低谷、非常长久的困境的时候，经常我们会有一些没有耐心的或者愤怒或者焦虑的这些思绪来攻击我们的时候，我们就可以用我们刚刚的这些步骤来去面对他们。
On other occasions, impatience, anger, and anxiety come quickly, and you're caught off guard, and you don't have the chance to address those thoughts. But I'm still going to encourage you, if you can, address those thoughts, acknowledge the good that could come from them, and then dismiss them.
那也许在座的时候，我们所面对的通常是非常突其不意的，非常短暂的，突然有遇到这些不同的状况的时候，我们也会有没有耐心、愤怒以及焦虑的时候，我们也可以同样的用同样的步骤来面对他们。
My suspicion is that if you learn to do this successfully, you will gradually become a butterfly.
我深信如果大家开始不断地去操练的时候，至终各位能够成为蝴蝶。
And if you find that it's in those situations where hardship comes that you become a butterfly, then you are following what Hebrews 12 describes.
如果大家能够练习去操练，以至于当我们面临到困境的时候，都能这样子去面对的时候，我们就操练了希伯来书第十二章所要教导我们的事了。
Okay, so let's go to the last slide and let's try to wrap things up here. What hardships are you undergoing?
最后，我想请问大家，各位正在经历哪一种困境当中呢
？Okay, I was trying to tell you that there's an unChrist-like way.Of coping with it, and there's also a Christ-like way of coping with it.
那我想与大家分享的是，有两种方法可以面对，一种就是非基督徒、非基督的方式去面对，另一个就是有如基督一般的方式去面对。
My call is for you to choose the Christ-like way today.
而我今天呼召大家的乃是让我们选择以基督的方式去面对我们生命当中的困境。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for every person in this room.
亲爱的主，为着在座的每一位感谢你。
And I even thank you for the hardships that they're undergoing in life right now.
我甚至为着他们现今所经历的困难感谢你。
They are unpleasant.
他们虽然是让我们非常难过。
But you use them as a father lovingly disciplines his son.
但是你却用这些困境有如父亲管教他的孩子。
We are not orphans.
我们并不是孤儿。
And we are not illegitimate children.
我们也不是私生子。
We have you as our genuine heavenly father.
我们乃是真正有你为我们天上的父。
And thank you that we no longer need to be defeated.In our minds by hardships.
感谢主，我们再也不被困境所打倒。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.